You didn't even pack your packs yet.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode was recorded with Chris Kelly on April 23rd, 2026. It's a little bit about Mania and AEW and alternative sporting options. Chris and I have been friends for a very, very long time. I first met Chris in DC, probably because of my live show, which happens to be returning to the Hungry Brain in Chicago, Illinois on Thursday, May 21st. Go to youmethemeverybody.com for more information. Here is Chris.
I'm assuming you weren't following Nick Khan on the Hill yesterday.
No, not didn't make my schedule.
Okay. Somebody from Ohio was like, you should bring Mania to the greater Cleveland area in 2029 and 2033.
And how did he respond?
He didn't. He didn't. But I think it made it clear to me that, like, yeah, I think I'm done. It wasn't the tipping point, but it was definitely like a good clarification of like, oh yeah, this is just how it's going to be now. This is just tourism above all else.
And the fact that it's in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
It doesn't help.
It's been that. I mean, that, obviously next year that Mania will be in the desert. And not Las Vegas, that's like a, I guess that's a red line, but yeah, I mean, it's been the same thing, just their total sellout of, to TKO and to, evil, not just evil corporations, but evil countries, governments.
Honestly, it's not even just that. Because like you said, this is not brand new. Rumble was definitely harder to watch this year. And I didn't watch it live for the first time, and I don't know how long. And I didn't feel like I missed anything. And watching it back, it felt like watching a bad video game because it was so muted and they had the lights in the seats. And it just didn't seem, it sounds weird, real in any way.
It's not real to you, damn it.
Exactly. And it's harder and harder and harder to have that suspension of disbelief. So with all these other things added on, it's just like, I'm not enjoying this anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I've just came to that conclusion a lot sooner. The Saudi Arabia stuff didn't help, but I was still kind of watching some of it or paying attention to some of it while that was beginning that relationship. Mm-hmm. Now that's obviously their priority. They're going to be there this summer, allegedly. And then, be there for their biggest event, which I don't even know how that, I mean, that's how much money they're making. You saw all the complaints this year about how expensive tickets were at in Vegas, around everything, that's why people were attributing some of the bad behavior from fans to the fact that you couldn't do meet and greets because they're thousands of dollars. So if you see them in the casino, go up and say hi, because otherwise,
that's interesting. I didn't think of that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I also think WWE fans as a whole, I mean, they were also, people were saying they were worse behaved than the AVN people there that were there a week before. So, I mean, I think a lot of it's on the type of consumer they've attracted. Coincidentally, as they've made this bigger push into, the product integration and Slim Jim things on the table and all that stuff, where it is really, we want to be mainstream. They took that to mean you get a lot of brands and you put it all over your product. That's what they meant.
I'm fine with that. I don't care.
It doesn't bother me as much as some people. Like, I don't think the sanctity of the ring. But I think what the stuff that does bother me is, yes, the product has been unwatchable for a long time for me. We like different things in wrestling. You don't care about wrestling.
No, that's not true.
In the ring.
That's not true.
You don't care about in ring as much.
That's not, yeah, exactly. That's like number six on my list of top 10 things I care about in wrestling.
I want a good story, and then, I want it told in the ring, and I want good, promos and stuff around it and other things. They've decided that the wrestling is, they've kind of reached this Vince Russo like this level of like the wrestling's not even, if you could do a wrestling show without wrestling, they'd be happy. But they think they're making cinema. But as we can tell from Roman Reigns' Hollywood career outside of being a Zebro in Zootopia 2, not exactly a Hollywood talent. None of them can really act. So you're really working with, like, what is the product? What are we watching? And do I need to see Jelly Roll and Logan Paul and all these iShow Speed and these people who, like, I don't want to deal with in my regular day-to-day life? Why am I going to turn to show to watch these guys, you know, get over fucking LA Knight? Like, I don't care. So the product has just become kind of unwatchable, and coupled with the fact that AEW's product, I think, is really firing all cylinders right now. Their show last Wednesday, when they put the belt on Darby, was like kind of the platonic ideal of a wrestling show for 2 hours of telling a story and then doing something, like, instead of the McMahon thing of just saying fuck the fans, like actually doing something the fans want was refreshing. So I'm just pretty much out. I was happy to watch the Mania Night 2 with you, but
that's the thing. I still enjoy your company, but, like,
let's watch AEW pay-per-views, because
AEW costs a lot of money, and WWE is essentially free because I'm already paying for other people's cable bills. So, like, it's included.
Yeah. I would never pay for ESPN Unlimited. I was able to borrow a password for that. The internet exists, so I don't really pay for pay-per-views. I don't watch them live because I also don't stay up from like 8 to midnight to watch
these
shows.
But it is three kids. That was legit fun.
Yes.
And now we both got two. So I'm saying is children ruined wrestling is really what I'm going at for.
Well, they've made their product. WWE has made their product only for slow children.
Here's the thing. I don't even think it's for children, because, like, I legitimately enjoyed the main event that we watched together. I enjoyed Punk Reigns, and I've seen literally 11 Reigns main events in WrestleMania. I thought this was probably the best. There was no run-ins. Yeah.
It was the best, and to say that was the best, it was all, but still didn't hold a candle. Even so, I'm not putting it to Punk's great masterpieces, but even the stuff he did in AEW.
Oh, I thought the MJF feud was the feud of the decade thus far.
Yes, but even it's all going to be brought down to the level of what we've been talking, what wrestling and WWE fans have been saying for like over a decade, is like, Roman just doesn't have it. He can make his veneers as big as he wants. I'm not watching this guy anymore. It's the same shit.
Hear me out. Bigger.
Just it should be one of those. You know, when they do those things like every retweet, I'll make it bigger, or like when people, just keep getting bigger every time. You know, they're doing a feud now with Fatu, which is like, he's an interesting a guy who breaks the mold for them. You know, he was in jail. Like, that's good. Give me something interesting. That's the appeal to Nick Gage. You know, just like, I think they're gonna run back this like tribal chief shit, and it's like, who's this for? I think it is really just for the lifers. It's for that remember the old ad of like, I'm not a wrestling fan, I'm a WWE fan. It's for people who like buy the chairs at the pay-per-views. It's for people who want like Rhea Ripley's feet pics. It's not for normal people, and it's not for children. It's for it's to keep fooling media companies into buying these media rights that no one wants. And it's a trick brands and it keeps signing up for these sponsorships, because I covered this professionally. They're thirsty for any live entertainment, and they're going to go, you know what? Fuck it. It's live twice a week. You know, let's get the Dude Wipes logo out there, man.
We never talk about your professional job when it comes to this stuff, but it is, am interested to know how it's been received, because, for example, like the ESPN numbers over the weekend came out, and like the first hour of both nights were some of the highest rated programming on ESPN and ESPN2 for that. They were the highest that week.
Right.
But it's like a bait and switch, right? The whole point is to get people for the service, right?
Yeah. This is a driver of DTC, which are, you know, once again, ironically, like WWE actually pioneered this. One of the things they got ripped off is WWE Network, which was a perfect service, built this space. It no longer exists. The promise of that no longer exists. But yeah, ESPN, all the companies are pushing, all the media companies, legacy ones, which ESPN is a part of Disney. They're all pushing to the service. ESPN has, you know, Disney has the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be on ESPN, ABC, NFL Network. Like, it's going to, you know, like, this is a huge test of that, is to get people. That's why Netflix did it. That's why Netflix has Raw, is because they were moving into live, because you're running out of We're running out of people to sell their services to. There is a hard gap, the hard line you can sell your product to is the people that exist on the planet who have money. So like they were so they need to keep finding these ways to get hours and investment and get you like watching the things. So live programming, it's also, I mean, you see it with football, like live is the only thing that people watch, live football basically. So this is just the fact that WWE is like gives them, you know, they don't care what it is, like it gives them more hours. And so there's no one like at any of these networks going like, I don't know, this angle's kind of crappy, or you did too many run-in finishes or distraction finish. Like, no one gives a shit. It's just hours, just eyeballs. So they could just kind of make the program as crappy and as uncreative as Triple H and Nick Khan want. I mean, there was rumors that all those you know, these angles of like, you know, who's McAfee? Mm-hmm. Like his role in this, why is he the linchpin to a Cody Orton feud, which seems like the biggest layup? Those guys worked together for how many years? You couldn't do it without.
To be fair, you're speaking of an Orton angle. What about Orton, Hogan, Piper, Mr. T? How is it any different?
Because fucking Pat McAfee's not Mr. T. Okay, he's a jerk off with a show.
Mr. T was friendly with the Reagan administration. This guy's friendly with the administration.
I don't care which administration. Well, he's at least entertaining.
No, that's a serious question. Who has what's their Q rating? At their peak, Mr. T or Pat McAfee? I'm gonna go Mr. T, but overall, like 5 to 10 years, I think Pat McAfee's got Mr. T beat.
Well, I pity the fool who believes that. So I don't think Pat McAfee sucks. Apparently, that role was supposed to be played by Aleister Black, who's a sports entertainer. He could have easily done it. He wasn't on the card. He, you know, the they keep going for these, you know, the celebs.
Hear me out. I'm really glad you brought up Aleister Black. Aleister Black is probably my favorite non-punk or MJF wrestler of the last decade. He was like the one NXT shirt I bought ever.
Right.
Big fan.
You like spooky stuff.
I like spooky boys. and he did the whole thing. He did the NXT, WWE for a minute, AEW for a minute. He's back in WWE. His wife is WWE. Yet I don't care at all. And I like I don't want bad things to happen to him, but like I don't care anymore. So my thing is this just an age thing? But I don't think it is, because I'm 43, man. I'm not like going from 13 to 23. I'm going from 33 to 43, and I should like so it just as much.
I disagree. I think that the product, this is like saying, well, I like watching TV, so I like watching Sopranos. Why don't I like watching Real Housewives of New Jersey?
You think? Like it's not like it's the same characters are on Sopranos and Housewives.
Well, pick the same a show archetypes that ran, are. But pick us a show that was once
Simpsons.
Good.
Just do Simpsons.
Sure. Simpsons. I was just, I mean, I think, I like any episodes just the same to me, you know, unless you're my, you know, 6-year-old, that's generally not the case. I think it's not enjoyable to watch because there's nothing, it doesn't even pass like the metrics of basic storytelling. Like nothing AEW is doing is like super like, oh man, this is so, you know, intellectual. They told a story. I'm saying there's nothing that AEW is doing that's crazy. Like, putting the belt on Darby after he wins like 8 matches in a row and calls out the champion for a couple months, and they have a long-term storyline about losing to a headlock takeover, and then you put the belt on the guy who people like, who climbed Mount Everest, right, as your champion's going to go film some movies. That's simple.
Don't know, he literally climbed Mount Everest. It's not hypothetical grabbing the brass ring. He literally just climbed Mount Everest.
Yes, and he literally planted the flag of AEW. And I think the fact that I think what's so refreshing about AEW for people who do like wrestling and wrestling storytelling is they just don't fuck it up. How many times in the WWE was like, oh, this is so easy. They're like, this is the way it'll go. And then it's like jelly rolls here. Like, what are we, they just consistently do that because they don't care. They treat their fans like Vince McMahon treat his assistants.
Lovingly and behind closed doors. What is that?
I was gonna let you end on that note. I like that. I thought that was a nice tag.
You brought up something that to me was like a slam dunk a decade ago, and now shining a light on it is just like it's not working, and it's not the Vince stuff. It's the demon stuff, the Finn Balor stuff.
Yes,
I loved that presentation a decade ago in NXT, and now with like a bright WrestleMania, bringing it back after how many years, it's just like, oh, this is weird and sad.
Yeah, doing it to 200 diehards at Full Sail and like doing it in a small room, and him being the first, one of the first like big free agents, you know, like that they got, and showing that they knew that wrestling existed outside of like, you know, WWE, excuse me, NFL like cast-offs and bikini contests. You know, that was a big thing, and to have that presentation and to make it meaningful, and he won with it. Yeah, but putting it out there, it's just like it's cartoonish. I mean, that's why the Bray stuff, like the best, I think we agree, like the best Bray stuff was the pre-tape with Cena.
Oh, that's maybe my favorite Mania match of this decade.
Right,
Because
because
it's
it didn't
so
it because
absurd.
they didn't do that. They didn't do that in the ring. They didn't bring out Danhausen and a bunch of midget wrestlers. Like
I'm fine
they
with that
didn't.
though. The Danhausen didn't bum me out of anything. That was like one of the things I'm like, I still like this stuff.
That for me was like, yeah, this makes sense. I think him actually like getting Cena the corpse was very funny. But
Yes.
I'm not
Everyone
gonna
gets.
I'm not gonna like buy a Danhausen shirt, and I'm not gonna like, oh, what crazy hijinks he's gonna get onto this week. You know, in the same way
I
that
like that stuff.
I'm not watching Jericho segments. Like I'm just not. I got it. I mean,
Okay.
there's a couple other things I want to watch, and it's usually like a main event. Like I will be at AEW in Fairfax next week, and I want to see Brody, you know, try to choke out Darby, and I want to see MJF face Kevin Knight, and they're going to both be really good matches, and I'm going to have a good time with friends and kids.
All right, you're going to AEW in Virginia and you're going to see Brody King. And I think if anybody knows Brody King in the mainstream in the past 2 or 3 months, it's because of the Fuck Ice chance and his stance
Yes.
on ice, which to me is obviously a wonderful aspect of wrestling and should always be presented, no qualifiers. But I am very surprised that it's still happening in a positive, good way, because I think that the majority of wrestling fans are more liberal than conservative. And I think historically, most every single wrestling owner, promoter has been more conservative or libertarian, right?
Yes.
I don't see that chant happening in WWE without it getting muffled and presented on Netflix or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I mean they definitely. That's the fans. That's the thing that hasn't. That doesn't happen anymore. Like the Raw after Mania. Like people were talking about that. That always used to be the show. They would say, "Oh, it's the Bizarro one," because all the fans here actually give a shit, and they're gonna cheer for the heels and not for the faces. But what happened was those. That doesn't happen anymore because those fans aren't in that company anymore. They don't go to the shows. They go to AEW shows. So I think those fans that would have done that are at AEW, and it's cool. You know, there were some scuttlebutt that like WB had like got involved. It doesn't seem to be the case. He's still out there. He's still a major player. He's still 6'6", 300 pounds, and the front man of a hardcore band. And he looks like a fucking murderer. I think yeah, they're happy to get. They're happy with whatever Tony's doing, and Tony Khan does not seem, you know, to care about the politics. If anything, he's I would guess kind of more towards the supportive based on the other things the company has done.
That being said, his daddy gave $1 million to Trump.
Okay, listen, do you want to make money or not? Like, what are we talking about here?
That's what I mean. There are no good guys. They're all across the board bad. I
I don't know
mean,
what you're talking about. I'm gonna go watch this movie Michael right now.
my thing is this. I think the biggest difference between you and me is you completely fell off of traditional sports. And
Yes.
in the last 5 years, I've gotten way more into football in a way where I no longer feel guilty whatsoever. And I mean, 10 years ago, I thought it was going to be over. I thought the league was going to go away. I mean, it was popular as bowling. But now, because every player knows what they're signing up for in terms of the CTE and all of it, I'm like, it's fine. I don't care anymore. I'm just completely numb to the physical pain these
Yeah.
people are going through. I
That's
don't
nice. No,
care.
because they definitely the knowledge of it has definitely changed the socioeconomic underpinnings of who
Has a
plays
little bit.
football.
It has a little bit. It has a little bit. Just a little bit.
I think it's enough for you to watch it, but enough
100%
that's
agree. 100%
not,
agree. 100%
you
agree. Of
know, those kids,
course.
once again, those kids knew what they were doing when they went to Neverland. You know, like just 'cause like
Have a good time
that
with their friend.
doesn't
Yeah, they
Yeah.
did know what they were doing. So,
Yeah.
also, here's the thing. My team is now good. My team hasn't been good the entire
Well,
time you've known
that's
me.
all. Yeah, that's why you're off because you just didn't want to watch. You didn't. You have. You're emotionally invested, and you don't feel like getting your feelings hurt.
No, because I would watch every year when I first came here before all the Game of Shadow stuff came out. And then that came out. I didn't watch anything for like a good 5 years. And then slowly got back into it. And now with the wrestling of it all, I'm like, I don't, you know, this is worse. This is how I stopped playing football and like was only into band culture. And then, oh, bands are bad people too. These guys that are quote unquote artists are rapists. Then I was just like, what am I doing? I'm done. There's no good people anywhere ever.
Yeah. Well, the sports thing for me, and the NFL one was like, yeah, the CTA, that's like, this is just like an evil organization. I don't really, that's kind of like, it's gross. There's more CTE, I think, in the way that wrestling is now. There's definitely more in football. They can do whatever they want.
Every play is
predicated on it. There's the classic Simpsons bit when they go to NASCAR and everyone, like, as the car goes up the ramp, it's like up the side. It's like, ooh, and it's like disappointing when it doesn't. And like, yeah, there's a visceral thrill to a guy getting fucking the hit stick, you know. But like, for me, sports just doesn't make sense anymore. I don't have any money on it. I don't plan on having money on it. And I just was like, why? I can't spend any hours of the day. There's movies to watch and wrestling to watch.
You've definitely gotten way more into movies than I've gotten way more into sports since we've met.
Yeah.
And I think for
how's that going for you?
Pretty good. It's mostly kids, like I don't have the time or I'm just too tired. And you prioritize that stuff and I don't. It's just that simple.
Yeah, you just have to definitely don't go to matinees during working hours.
I do not do that. And it's super easy for me to follow along after the fact. So I agree. I'm also not putting any money down. So like I'll watch a 10-minute YouTube recap of every single game I care about and the background, and that's great.
Yeah.
It's very, very different. It just bums me out that like 10 years are going to be like, oh yeah, your favorite wrestler is going to main event WrestleMania and you're probably going to be out on the product for a long time. Didn't see that coming.
It comes for us all.
You didn't even pack your packs yet.
You, Me, Them, Everybody is made by me, Brandon Weatherby. We've been doing this show since 2008 when George W. Bush was in office, which means it's been going on for a very, very long time. Our most recent year of episodes is always available on iTunes. The rest of it is available at youmethemeverybody.com. We have a Patreon. Go to youmethemeverybody.com or this podcast description to donate. Our art is by Jill Ron. Our theme music is by Daniel Knox. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
I'll hug the places that you've been sleeping, friends and family.